Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. I've talked about him before.
Yeah, that's going to cost a lot, James.
A lot.
You're right.
I mean, listen, I wouldn't mind it. He's young, he's big, he's strong, he's fast. I mean, he lives in the backfield of opposing teams. So, you know, but would they do that versus bringing Brandon back? I think they want to bring Brandon back. I think they're going to find a way to get Brandon back here. I think when Howie was talking on Eagles Insider about, you know, guys that are Eagle greats and one day being the Eagles Hall of Fame and all of that.
And that matters to him.
Yeah, and that matters. Well, mm-hmm. To me, I thought he was talking about Brandon Graham. And so this is the time those type of deals can get done. Or, you know, they can wait till they can wait and let him hit the market and see what his market value is. You know, the only way a deal doesn't get done during this time is if they are so far apart and what Brandon think he's worth and what the Eagles think he's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're close, they'll get it done before a free agency ever gets here.
You're right.
Here's the other thing we're going to have to look at, right? When we're talking about AB, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to figure out what the Eagles are going to do next year. And this isn't necessarily, are we going all in and we're trying to win the Super Bowl versus next year is a rebuilding year and we don't care if we get into the playoffs next year. But how they approach free agency, the type of money they're going to spend, what they do with the current roster as to whether or not they'll shave some money will be a clear indication as to how they're approaching next year. They're always going to win. But you can also tell the difference in if we just pushed all our chips in to make it one more year
right. With
a big run this year, or are we going to try to win with what we have? I mean, some of that's going to center around what are you doing with Carson Wentz? Are you giving Carson a new deal, or are you keeping him on his rookie deal and using that money in other places?
Use the money now to try to make another run, or take care of Carson, get that contract extended, use that money on this year so you're not – if you try to take that money and use it in subsequent years, you're going to be like the whole salary cap is going to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? So sign him now or say no, we're going to go out and we're going to go for it again. And that's interesting.
And I think they got some tinkering they have to do. And I think they have some tough decisions to make, man. They have to move on from some guys to shave some salary cap. But then there's also – some good talent available in free agency this year that they may be able to take advantage of, man. Whether it's the linebacker position, a running back position, defensive end position. Like, you can't go into the draft needing to fill all these holes through draft picks. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. So, free agency, how big of the players are they going to be in free agency? And a lot of it's going to have to do with what they plan on doing with Carson this offseason.
Yeah, you're right.
No,
you're not going to have the money. If you decide to extend him this offseason, you're not going to have the money. And here's the other thing. All that this dream about franchising Nick Foles.
Yeah.
I mean, it's $25 million that you're putting on your cap.
Let me tell you this with Nick Foles, man. Let me tell you what the Eagles need to do. Chalk it up. Wait for your compensatory pick next year and let Nick Foles be a free agent. Nick Foles has earned the right to be a free agent. He's done everything that we could have ever imagined him doing for this organization and more.
Mm-hmm.
Let this man choose where he wants to go. Don't leave him tied up in paperwork trying to get something for him. Let his market dry up. See, I don't like what happened with Denver yesterday because that takes away one spot for Nick.
Yeah.
If he's in free agency and they need a quarterback.
One less team.
That's one less team.
Well, so I heard somebody explain it like this, or maybe I read this, but that, yes, it's one less team, but it's also Flacco taken out of the mix. Now, Nick, who's the best quarterback in free agency now that's left? Before, somebody might have said, well, at least Flacco stays healthy and he's not that far removed from, even though I think he's done. Mm-hmm. But you can look at him and be like, he can be a game manager. He's going to stay healthy. He's going to do some stuff. But now with Flacco gone, now with the remaining teams, Foles is really your bona fide starter that's out there.
Well, you got Teddy Bridgewater, who's in New Orleans.
He's going to get one of those jobs.
Well, he's an actual free agent.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Eagles are trying to trade Nick Foles, that's going to kill his market, in my opinion. Just is.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Unless there's already a prearranged, he's happy with going to Jacksonville. And listen, who knows if that's the case? Who knows if the agent is even saying, because if I'm Nick's agent, I'm saying, how about this? We'll go to Jacksonville on our terms, like not after you guys work out a trade.
Right.
Right? Like, let him be a free agent. But the story that was out today, and this is NJ.com, Zach Rosenblatt, who does a very good job. He's a good young reporter, but he puts out there today that, and listen closely, he said, multiple people with knowledge of Foles' thinking told NJ Advanced Media that it's, quote, unlikely he returns to the Eagles as Carson Wentz's backup for 2019. Though if Foles doesn't find the starting job he's seeking on the open market, that could change. Well, what new reporting is that? Hmm. It's unlikely he returns to the Eagles as a backup? Yeah, duh.
Right.
I don't need a source to tell me that. And then he says, though, if Foles doesn't find the starting job he's seeking, that could change. Yeah, that could change. He would want to come back here. It doesn't mean the Eagles would necessarily change it. Mm-hmm. He also says the following. One team Foles is expected to keep tabs on, the New York Giants. Foles would, quote, probably be interested in joining the Eagles' NFC East rival. One person with knowledge of Foles' thinking said, listen, I would probably think that he would probably be interested in any starting job that's available out there, right? I mean, he's probably interested in being a starting quarterback. And if the Giants had an open job, he would more likely than probably be interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, the Giants aren't getting him. The Giants aren't getting rid of Eli Manning.
At least I don't believe they are.
Let's stop with this. Send him to the Giants. It's not going to happen. Eli Manning, it's already midway through February. Eli Manning is going to, they're going to retire his number probably in New York.
Of course.
What happened before where they benched him for a game for scrub quarterbacks just to put him back in, they're not going to now release him. He's going to get the victory tour this year.
Yeah.
He's going to come out and he's going to whatever. He may say it's his last year before the season starts or whatever. They're not going to just get rid of him now. There's been no reporting on that information.
Well, unless he says it's not his last year. And then things change.
Well,
because they can go up to Eli and ask him or tell him this is what they're thinking, and they want to know what's he thinking about playing football past next year. And these quarterbacks that want to play until they're 40 years old, Eli may feel like he still wants to play. So that could in turn prompt the Giants to want to move on from him now.
I think what it does is it just means that, like, okay, well, we're drafting a young quarterback, Eli, so you're not going to be back with us. Eli may not find a starting job for him in 2020 and end up having to retire anyway. You know what I mean? I just don't think it's likely that he's being traded to the Giants under this whole franchise tag type thing.
He's not getting traded to the Giants.
And if
talking about Nick Foles?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Eagles aren't going to trade him to the Giants.
And
I mean, if they offered a second round pick, I would.
I'm sure, yeah, they probably would too.
But I don't think that's what he's getting.
I just don't see. And talking to Chris Carlin and some other people in New York, it's not even on the radar that they're getting rid of Eli Manning. So for the people, listen, things can change. I get it, but he's not going to the Giants, people. He's just not. Jags.
I don't think anybody really believed that except whoever wrote that article.
He said he would probably be interested in joining the Giants.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he would be. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh. Jack Fritz, right way to go for the Eagles next year. Retool and not pay Carson? Or retool, pay Carson, or go for it again, not pay Carson? Say, listen, Carson, we love you. We're going to take care of you next offseason, but we're going for one more year again. That's a Mark Cerise Twitter poll right now, at Mark Cerise WIP. What do you say, Fritz? What would you do?
I'd pay Carson. You have 8 draft picks next year.
You pay him now.
Yeah,
you have 8 draft picks. Start rebuilding the roster. Football's all in waves anyway. It's all cyclical. You have 5 years of really good football and then 5-ish down years before you can rebuild again. I think Carson's going to be here a long time. So that you pay him now, get it out of the way, keep him happy, and then retool all the draft picks and stuff.
And you already got a Super Bowl in your bag. You've already won the Super Bowl, so you got that in your bag as an organization.
That's true.
So I would pay him as well. I would go ahead and get it out of the way. It's just going to cost you more money down the road. But here's the other thing I would do. Not only would I pay Carson, but I'm shedding some dead weight off my salary cap.
Well, I was just going to say,
I'm getting rid of some of these high salaries.
What I was just about to say was it'd be tough to bring him back and Jason Peters and Sproulsy. So he may have to wait for that contract because Peters and Sproulsy will. Well, at least Peters is going to be on the roster this year. I don't know if Sproles, he's not going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, if it were up to me, listen, you got to start finding a left tackle and move on.
I agree with you.
A 37. You should never be in a position where you have to keep a 37-year-old left tackle that's making $13 million. You should not be in this position to where you have to keep a guy.
They kind of do,
though. At 37 years old.
They kind of do.
Come on, man. You should never be in this position. I'd never be in this position.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but really, if Vitae's your only other option and then he's your main backup, now who's your main tackle backup if Vitae's now your starter? I agree with you. I don't know. I mean, if you're talking about going on the free agent market and trying to get somebody to be the replacement tackle, I'd rather just keep Jason Peters for one more year and draft a tackle this year or try to develop somebody.
They're going to draft a tackle regardless whether you keep Jason Peters or not. They're drafting a tackle.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they need to. So you got to find – you shouldn't – again, you shouldn't be in a position where you have to keep a 37-year-old left tackle making that type of money.
888-729-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.